Good morning, mamas. I am so excited for this day of prayer and fasting. I just am honored that God even gave me this download. And so we're going to jump right into it because we're really going to be diving into what the Lord has to say about this season and standing in agreement for what God has planned for us and what he's going to call us to do. So I just pray that you are in a space where you can hear and receive the word of the Lord, where you are able to have a heart to receive the Holy Spirit and all that God is getting ready to and has already equipped you to do. This is a very pressing time in our world. We already knew it was a pressing time, but there is this sudden pressure and urge that God is calling us to that includes us to move with haste and urgency and intentionality. I know that it is very easy to be in this world, see everything going on specifically in our bubble and in our communities, and not pop our head out and step into the role and responsibility as kingdom daughters. Yes, we are mothers, and that is what absolutely drives our decision-making and our values at time. But most importantly, we are called to be kingdom daughters. So the scripture that we are starting with today aligns to this kingdom daughtership, this kingship that we have the responsibility and access to. Leviticus 8, which is the ordination of the priests. This is where Moses actually anoints Aaron and his sons to almost be into this kingship, to be this predecessor, this successor rather, for the responsibility and role of leading the people from Israel into the promised land. So I'm going to hop right into it. Yes, I'm going to read the word. So this will be a word filled. We know that the word of God is the truth of God. Before I hop into it, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Thank you, Father God, so much. Lord Jesus, I invite you into every home, heart, and space of every woman, man, daughter, mother, cousin, friend, anyone that is listening to this message right now, God. You know how heavy our hearts are, God. You know the anxieties, worries, and pressures that we have on us as humans because you sent your son down here to experience those. And so right now, Lord Jesus, we lay all of that at your feet. I lay all of that at your feet. My concerns, my worries, everything for my day to day, God, I lay it at your feet because you are first the person that gave me the ability, the blessings, and equipped me to be able to give it to you. And so I say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for allowing me to lay it at your feet. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be able to carry your burden, which is light. God, thank you, Father, for anointing us and giving us holy kingship. God, for giving the tools that we need of prayer and fasting. And so we come to you boldly submitting and surrendering to you and standing in agreement across the nation right now, God, for the releasing of heaven and its power and the pressures of birthing and producing what it is that you said your word is going to produce, which is peace, and that every evil shall fall to its knees and it shall surrender and submit to the kingdom of heaven. I worship you right now, God, and I pray, Lord Jesus, that your word nourishes and nurtures the seed that is planted within every listener on this day of prayer and fasting. In your almighty name we pray, amen. So like I mentioned, we're jumping into Leviticus 8. I'm starting at verse 3. And call the entire community of Israel together at the entrance of the tabernacle. This is the instruction the Lord gave to Moses. And so Moses followed that instruction, and the whole community assembled at the tabernacle entrance. Moses announced to them, "This is what the Lord has commanded us to do." Then he presented Aaron and his sons, and he washed them with water. He put the official tunic on Aaron and tied the sash around his waist. He dressed him in the robe, placed the ephod on him, and attached the ephod securely with its decorative sash. Then Moses placed the chest piece on Aaron and put the Urim and the Thummim inside it. He placed the turban on Aaron's head and attached the gold medallion, the badge of holiness, to the front of the turban, just as the Lord had commanded him. Then Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and everything in it, making them holy. He sprinkled the oil on the altar 7 times, anointing it and all its utensils, as well as the washband and its stand, making them holy. He then poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head, anointing him and making him holy for his work. Next, Moses presented Aaron's sons. He clothed them in their tunics, tied their sashes around them, and put their special head coverings on them, just as the Lord had commanded him. Right now, I want to pray very clearly about our kingship and the ability to have access to royalty and you rising to the occasion that God has called you to. God sent his son, and so therefore we are already made holy because God lives within us. And I need for us to begin to believe, not just believe, but to walk in a knowing of that, to not be so crowded out with the chaos of what the news is telling us right now and where the world is telling us to go. There is nothing new to God that is happening at this moment. Matter of fact, when Moses was commanded to do this thing, he moved with haste and urgency. He immediately called the entire kingdom, the entire community to meet at the tabernacle. And that's what we are doing. If you have been obedient on this day, God sees that and knows that. And you are actually moving in faith, saying, I am part of God's kingdom. I am a part of God's community. And you need to boldly say that out loud. I am a part of God's community. Following the instruction that the Lord Moses gave, he showed his obedience and faith in action, and he made this announcement. He used his voice. He used the anointed power in his voice to declare a thing. He declared with action the assignment that was on Aaron and his sons. I gotta point that out because kingship is not just about you. Kingship is about our babies, our children. The responsibility that we have to declare, to be a part of this community of God, to be a part of this kingdom of God, this responsibility that you were called into as a mother. Yeah, I know it feels heavy and that responsibility feels heavy every single day. I know that because I experience that every day. However, our children are God's first. And we see that when Aaron anoints the sons in verse 10 through 13, he doesn't just anoint Aaron. So you're anointed, but guess what? Your babies are anointed too. So when we move in this nation and we make decisions, and when we move every day, every decision that we're making, every declaration that we make, every move of faith and action, that is us watering the seed and anointing our children on a daily. So our responsibility is to clothe our children in their tunics, to equip them with what they need to face the world every single day. And yes, that includes our little bitty babies, teaching them through our actions and our words what faith looks like, tying their sashes around them, which means girding them and protecting them with what that they need to be able to walk through the world. We want to make sure that we are handling this responsibility of kingship in our children. Following that, it says that Moses also put a special head of covering on them. So we're girding them, we're protecting them, we're putting this head of covering on them, reminding them of their royalty. That yes, the crazies happen in the world, and yes, there's going to be nonsense and evil, but it will not prevail because a word of the Lord is true and will sustain us. And that was a command from the Lord. So I think that we all move in our day-to-day seeing this nation fall to pieces. And you can be aware of what's happening in the world, but you do not have to be of the world. And what that looks like for us today is very simply praying and fasting. So that's exactly what we're doing this entire day, is praying and fasting. We're going to pray and fast with our robes on, with our ephods, with our decorative sashes, with our protection, with our head covering, with our kingdomship that we have access to, with the equipment of the truth and the word of the sword and the Lord on our side, standing firm in our faith. Today, we are praying and we are fasting. So if you can dry fast, dry fast. If God tells you to fast from something else, do that. Turn your plate down in order to surrender and submit to the Lord. Turn that phone down on social media to submit and surrender to the Lord. To understand specifically what your call and assignment in this kingdom community is to be. So you're going to get voice notes throughout the day from myself, from some other amazing prayer warrior mothers that God assigned to me, that I am very grateful and blessed to have a part of my personal life. And so they're going to pour into you. I'm going to pour into you. And so every hour on the hour, you will receive a new prayer. So just come back to this community. We will also do a live tonight at 5 p.m. I'll make sure to put that in the group. I hope that this word blessed you. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. Father God, thank you for the truth of your word. Thank you, God, for creating us and thinking so much of us, Lord, that you knew what you wanted from us in this time and place. There is nothing done by mistake. There is nothing new to you, God. God, you place this world under surrender and submission the day that you created. Everything in it will glorify your name. And before the world is brought to its knees, we will stand in the truth of knowing who you've called us to be, of understanding our identity, of believing boldly and declaring whatever command you have commanded us to have to move in urgency, Lord Jesus, of what you've called us to do at this time. We offer ourselves humbly. We offer our children, our families, our marriages, our ministries, our passions, and our dreams back to you, God. In exchange, Lord Jesus, we just ask for your peace, for your restoration, for your healing, God, to gird our bodies, God, to be able to unveil to us the mysteries of the world, Lord Jesus, God, that we may go forth and create other disciples, other people to believe and see and know and walk in faith and truth and action and justice for your name's sake, God. Oh, Lord, you are so almighty, and I just am in awe of your goodness. Equip us with the strength and the endurance to continue this race, Lord. I pray for our babies, our husbands, and everything you have assigned to us. I worship you, Lord Jesus, and I pray that this spiritual strategy will be the tool that we need for the spiritual attack on our families and on ourselves, because we know we're putting a target on our back, but we are standing from a place of victory because we have you with us and in us. And so we stand in that victory, in the authority you've called us to. We worship you, Almighty Father. Amen, amen, amen. Y'all have a blessed day, and stay tuned for your next prayer today.